Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kahu Chiste with the evening news. The headlines. As countdown to midnight begins, people across globe bids farewell to 2024 and welcome 2025. Chief Minister Nipurio extends New Year greetings as Nagaland set to embrace 2025 with renewed hopes. Nagaland sets up departmental inquiry committee to prop allegations tied to Jal Jeevan Mission. And Manipur Chief Minister Ann Biren Singh apologizes for violence, hopes for normalcy in New Year. Now the news in detail. People across the globe are bidding farewell to 2024 and welcoming 2025 as cities across the world prepare for New Year celebrations that highlight local cultures and traditions. The clock has just struck midnight in New Zealand and Auckland is celebrating the arrival of 2025 with its traditional fireworks display at the city's iconic Sky Tower. 2 hours later, Australia will usher in 2025. More than 1 million people are expected at Sydney Harbour for the traditional fireworks with pop star Robbie Williams leading a sing-along. London, Rio de Janeiro and New York will also mark the beginning of 2025 with citywide celebrations. As the countdown to midnight begins, Nagaland is set to embrace 2025 with open hearts, unity and renewed hopes for a prosperous year ahead. The state is filled with vibrant energy, with people of all ages coming together to celebrate the arrival of the new year. Various churches are holding prayer services, seeking blessings for the year to come. People are busy setting up for gatherings, night-long vigils and celebrations with bonfire and fireworks. Despite the chilly weather, the streets are filled with warmth as people come together to welcome New Year 2025. Revelers are seen extending greetings to each other. Local residents are enthusiastic about the new year, with many sharing their plans and aspirations.
I'm thankful for the experiences and also the challenges this year has brought. At the same time, I'm excited for the new year. I set some goals and resolutions to improve myself for 2025. May the new year bring good health, happiness and endless opportunities to everyone.
Looking back at 2024, in different parts of the world, there are wars and chaos going on. But God so loves us that we are able to peacefully celebrate in good health and peace of mind. For the coming year, 2025, I hope that all the people of the world, especially the political leaders of different countries, will bring about peace. And in this advanced world, for our lives, I hope that all families and individuals will invest more time for their family and for each other.
The New Year signifies a new beginning, a fresh start. It whispers promises of renewal and growth. With each passing moment, we are gifted a chance to rewrite our stories, to set new goals, and to kindle the flame of transformation. As we embark on this new year, let us reflect on the blessings and cherished memories of past. May we look back with gratitude and positivity and march forward with hope and anticipation for a brighter year ahead.
Happy New Year!
Akashvani News Kohima wishes all our listeners a happy and prosperous New Year 2025. Chief Minister Nipurio has extended greetings on the eve of New Year 2025. In a social media post, he said, "As we celebrate the end of a year and the beginning of another, we look forward to it with renewed hope." Mr. Rio hoped that the new year may bring peace, good health and new opportunities to grow. The Chief Minister wished everyone a meaningful and purposeful 2025. Akashvani Kohima will broadcast a special two-hour year-end program on the year in retrospect 2024 from 10 p.m. tonight. The program will be heard in FM channel 103 MHz and primary channel at 639 kHz. Nagaland government has constituted a departmental inquiry committee to prop allegations surrounding the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission, JJM, in the state. A notification issued on December 19 by the Public Health Engineering Department said the committee will be chaired by Commissioner and Secretary of Corporation Zarinthang Izung and three other members from various departments. The panel will verify the status of the works against the detailed project reports and JJM guidelines, cross-check data in the Integrated Management Information System with actual implementation, address grievances and identify lapses. The committee will submit its findings and recommendations within 45 days from the date of notification. The move follows reports in local media raising concerns about the mission's adherence to guidelines and its execution. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Doordarshan Kohima bid a warm farewell to its outgoing head of program H.K. Chishi on his superannuation from service today. Mr. Chishi, who joined Prasar Bharati in 1987 as a clerk in Akashvani Kohima, had a distinguished career spanning over three decades. He later joined Doordarshan as a program assistant in 1991 and rose through the ranks to retire as program executive. During a heartfelt farewell ceremony held at the office premises, Mr. Chishi reminisced about his fond memories associated with the organization. He expressed gratitude to his colleagues and associates for their unwavering support throughout his illustrious career.
Everybody should work like a family, and we should not have the differences among ourselves, which will hamper our office work. Try to strive much more better than this, what we have done. Through my mistake, you try to learn from it and don't make the same mistake which I've made it, so that you people are in the line of perfection. So I would like to thank each and every one.
Colleagues and well-wishers gathered to honor Mr. Chishi's dedication and commitment to public service broadcasting. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh has expressed sorry and regret for the unfortunate developments in the state due to the ethnic violence that started in May last year. Addressing the media today, he apologized to all the victims and their kin. The Chief Minister, however, said the year ends on an optimistic note and that he hoped that peace and normalcy would return to the state in the new year 2025. Stating that Manipur has 34 to 35 different communities, Mr. Singh appealed to all to live together to make the state prosperous with a united effort. Union Minister of State for PMO, Atomic Energy and Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that year 2024 has been an important year for Indian space sector. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Singh said the first day of the year began with launch of ExpoSat, then Aditya L1 mission was inserted in its targeted Halo orbit. The country celebrated its maiden National Space Day in August, and yesterday, SpaceX mission was launched by ISRO. He said, in between, so many trials have happened for the Gaganyaan, which is in the pipeline. Dr. Singh said, the trials are almost now through, and the dress rehearsal with a female robot will happen sometime next year. He said, the launch of the SpaceX mission is one of the first experiments undertaken taken by India as far as the docking technology is concerned.
This technology is going to enable us to accomplish that, which would be a sequel to Gaganyaan, and later on when we are planning to have the first Indian placing his foot on the surface of the moon by the year 2040. And also when we have our own space station, which has been scheduled as of now for 2035. So when we have a space station over there, as I said, to put it in the layman's language, how do we land there? How do we move things there? So we need to have this technology. We can't simply have a station there which is just hanging in space and...
The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the last date to 15 January for furnishing belated and revised return of income for the assessment year 2024-25 in the case of resident individuals. Earlier today was the last date for the taxpayers to file belated and revised income tax returns. The move will provide 2 additional weeks to the taxpayers to revise and complete the IT return filings. India Meteorological Department has forecast ground frost conditions very likely in isolated pockets across the northeastern states tomorrow. It said dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during the last night and early morning hours in Nagaland and the rest of the region till January 5. Tomorrow, the state capital Kohima is likely to witness minimum temperature of 6 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature of 17. Dimapur can expect minimum temperature of 12 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature of 24 degrees Celsius. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. As countdown to midnight begins, people across globe bids farewell to 2024 and welcome 2025. Chief Minister Nipurio extends New Year greetings as Nagaland set to embrace 2025 with renewed hopes. Nagaland sets up departmental inquiry committee to prop allegations tied to Jal Jeevan mission. And Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh apologizes for violence, hopes for normalcy in New Year. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the Morning English News at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.